This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's my baby Sony's birthday day. Yes, we are going to have to spend a little time talking about that today. Just because I, you know, he's my baby bug. My little cupcake to cheat. 20 years old. 20 years ago, I gave birth to him. Still healing from the episiotomy, by the way, but we'll talk about that later. Need to talk about coronavirus. So, thank you guys for joining us. So, right now, the total cases, according to Worldometer, which, by the way, I'm really liking this Worldometer. I'm noticing that it is clocking them before we get it from all the other networks. So I've been so far pretty happy with its accuracy. But they're saying right now we have total 81,000 cases. Deaths have started to slow down a little bit, 2,770. No new cases in America. But a lot of new headlines in the last 24 hours. San Francisco has declared a state of emergency. No cases in San Francisco yet, but they have declared a state of emergency. We'll talk about what that means. CDC, of course, you know, has been, giving us alerts and, you know, wanting to make sure that we are braced for America getting this. And there's been talk of this being like a pandemic, but not necessarily a pandemic. And the World Health Organization is reluctant to call this a pandemic. People are like, why? So I was on Jason Barsky's show today, WILK, and we were discussing this. So with any sort of declaration, whether it's a state of emergency or travel bans or epidemics or pandemics, we have to be very cautious because the human population is a little predictable in certain ways. And people think that when you say pandemic, there's going to be huge widespread panic. To me, pandemic means you have a disease in multiple countries and it's still spreading, and it's a deadly disease. I'm not entirely wrong, but I'm not 100% right. There's certain criteria that the World Health Organization has. I believe there's like a sixth phase. And they can't necessarily knee-jerk and call this as a pandemic just because of geographic spread. There has to be a couple other things involved. Well, one, it has to be an illness that kills. Well, this satisfies that. It has to be person-to-person spread. Again, they've proven that this obviously spreads among cruise ships, among hospitals, as person-to-person spread. Where we are now is an epidemic with multiple foci, or foci, whether they call it a focus or foci. I never understood that, where C becomes hard to soft when you make it plural. But anyway, you have multiple foci. Doesn't sound right at all. It's like flashy. Anyway, in multiple countries of cases, they're calling it an epidemic with multiple foci, or foci. Okay, sorry. I really don't know how to pronounce that. Daniel, is it foci or foci? Is it foci or foci?
Ooh, like I do focus. Not.
I don't know either. It shouldn't even be in the English language. That makes no sense to me. Okay, I'm with you on that one. As opposed to a pandemic where you have widespread and lack of containment in multiple countries. So you see there's like a fine line. Now, the way we approach an epidemic is we divide and conquer. We try to quarantine and mitigate. So we try to find the cases. We try to isolate them. We confine them. We try to knock it out, like surgical precision with, let's say, cancer or, you know, another sort of disease. So we have more of a, we're going to get this group, we're going to contain it, we're going to fight it. Once it hits pandemic level, you can't just find isolated cases. there's almost a connotation that you kind of throw up your hands going, all right, it's out there, and then your goal is mitigation. So I get what the World Health Organization is doing. Mitigation means you want to try to mitigate or lessen the damage. Well, I'm not ready to throw in the towel. I'm not ready to just say, all right, well, you have it. You're done for. Let's move on to the next one. We're not at that stage yet. We're at the stage where, all right, if somebody gets a case in America or, you know, New Zealand or Singapore, whatever, there's been one new case in Brazil, isolate you, quarantine you, treat you. If you need treatment, check your contacts. So we are approaching it epidemic style. Once you go into, well, it's a pandemic, then even though you are going to still quarantine and all that, it means this is beyond your control. Pandemic connotes that we're and is kind of defined as, you know, it's spread all over. People don't want to think that we've lost control. The ramifications of losing control means our economy completely collapses. Right now, we are under the guise that we're controlling this. China has most of the cases. We have sporadic spreads, little baby, you know, pop-ups here and there, but we're still in control. That's very important to, you know, maintain status quo, maintain the economy, you know, and prevent panic. Unfortunately, the economy is being hit anyway. We're hearing that universities are starting to suggest, like cancel study abroad programs. There's a lot of talk of what's going to happen with the Tokyo Olympics. You know, we're hearing during the spring, there's a lot of spring sports events being canceled and apparently concerts in Asia. And so with, you know, the Olympics, that's going to kind of be a litmus test of how people are taking this threat. The coronavirus is not as deadly as others. It's deadly. But we're seeing flu deadlier and more common. SARS in 2003, a lot more deadly. So, you know, we don't want to panic, but we do have to be prepared. What does this mean with San Francisco? Well, San Francisco not having a case, but saying they want to be on alert and be prepared. That means they're going to be able to get funds. They're going to be able to mobilize resources. They're going to be able to start making more containment centers, things like that. So I don't really mind that. I think being in a state of emergency might not necessarily have to be called that way. But I think all of the states should be prepared. I think we should be prepared that it gets here. I think we should be prepared what to do with schools. Are we going to do some more homeschooling or Ready Player One sort of internet schooling? What are we going to do for transportation? So I do think we need to be ready. Do I think it's going to be a pandemic? I think it could be. But based on that definition, if we all get our acts together, I think we can prevent pandemic stage. But I'm very cautiously optimistic. 1-877-DAC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if any of you guys watched the South Carolina debate, but it was definitely telling and demonstrative of the inner fight that the Democrats are having and the panic that the Democrats are having. It was a little bit of a mess. Bernie Sanders still, you know, stayed strong. Joe Biden, very, very interesting. Joe Biden had appeared weak in previous debates. And I thought Joe Biden would be a front runner, you know, early on. And my guess is somebody told him to yell a little bit more, have a louder voice, and be more aggressive. And you could tell that, you know, he got the memo, and he was a lot more aggressive, was basically insulting the moderators. He was demonstrating to them, because the moderators lost control multiple times. The moderators really had issues. And, you know, he said, look, you're letting everybody else jump in. I'm going to talk also. And he really showed some cojones. And Joe Biden started to raise his voice a lot, and he tried to be succinct, and you could hear people in the audience, you know, more supportive of him, and it just looked like his team got their act together, because he needs South Carolina. And the Democrats may need Joe Biden if they don't feel that Bernie Sanders could win. In fact, I was surprised that the Democrats on stage literally said that. If you, you know, put Bernie up there, we can't beat Trump. And I'm sure that kind of stuff happens in a primary debate all the time. Everybody says, well, if you vote for him, we won't beat Trump. But you have a front runner. And it looked like Elizabeth Warren started to back down a little bit, because maybe she's hoping to be the vice president. And you started to notice a little bit more of kissing up by some of the candidates. And then it still got pretty, you know, heated. You know, Sanders with his, you know, words about, you know, Castro, and how he, you know, his 60 Minutes interview, I believe it was, you know, and his, you know, socialistic ideals when he was challenged on it. You know, do we want a socialist, a democratic socialist in office? And, you know, he's like, you know, socialism is what we have now, you know, for rich people in a way. So, you know, he has his arguments all ready to go as people attack his socialism, because he keeps bringing forth that this country is aimed towards helping the wealthy. So, you know, he's prepared to be able to bat socialism sort of criticisms of his campaign. Amy Klobuchar started to shake in the middle of it. You could see her epinephrine was kicking in. I don't think she was scared. But a lot of times when your epinephrine is up and the adrenaline is you know, boosting through the veins and arteries, she, you could see her shake a little bit. She got some control. She was able to get her breath, you know, her breathing in control, and then she had a much better sort of, you know, finish than she did start. But you could see it very nerve-wracking. Pete Buttigieg, calm, cool, collected, like he always is. Very methodical. He just really, if he doesn't make it far in this primary, I definitely see him coming back. He definitely had an appeal to a lot of people. Mike Bloomberg didn't lie. He just didn't, you know. Elizabeth Warren tried to bring up, again, the NDAs and, you know, the previous harassment and the abortion thing, and it almost looked like, you know, Bloomberg supporters were there, and it almost was kind of a, you know, a really, that's all you got? So it kind of ended pretty quickly. They really moved on from the whole Bloomberg thing. So he might have, you know, scored a little bit better. But seeing the fighting, seeing the panicking, seeing the fight for the microphone, you saw the desperation of these candidates. The moderators, I'm not really sure what was going on there. You could see they were kind of grappling at getting control. I mean, I think they should have realized the, you know, gravity of this, the situation here. Bernie Sanders, you know, possibly winning South Carolina going into Super Tuesday. You had all the other, six other candidates very aggressive, and you should have been prepared for that. You should have had firm rules, and you should have, you know, limited as people were going over, and people did go over. And then, of course, Bernie Sanders gets the most talk, because once you bring him up, then, you know, in your speech, then he gets to defend himself. So Bernie Sanders got, you know, obviously the most time. Biden, I thought, had one of the highest improvements in his performance. There was a little bit of a mess up at the end. The debate, after an exhausting 2 hours, should have been over, but they said to wait. We'll come right back, because they still had commercials. And so one basically was closing out the debate, and the other one said, no, we'll be back. And then you had to sit through the commercials, and then luckily I was a little bit delayed, so I was able to fast forward the commercials, and then they go, and then it was the end. And so, you know, I think of debates, this one was the worst run, but it definitely demonstrated a lot. Tom Meyer was in it, was trying to get his say, and he just didn't Tom Steyer. He just didn't, have the unfortunate, he's, you know, even if his campaign has you know, a lot of good points and you know, on platform sound bites. He just didn't be, he wasn't really able to get those in there. So, you know, we'll see. Republicans, I think, are hoping Sanders wins. I think the Republicans are hoping that it would be a slam dunk, you know, in terms of Trump being able to fight that. You know, you bring on socialism, or you bring on that sort of radical, you know, thinking in terms of mass changes when the country's in trouble and the economy's sinking and, you know, thank God right now things are stable. Now, with coronavirus, it might allow an opportunity for Democrats to say, oh, look at what's happening. You know, we need to come in here and, you know, fix things. Well, I think it scares the average person when you start to raise taxes, when you start to mandate, you know, higher minimum wages, free college, free health care. I think that's just too much too soon. And, you know, if you're a moderate, and I consider myself a moderate, sometimes right, sometimes independent, sometimes left on certain issues, but when you're a moderate, you do not want to look like you're shaking everything up. We all learned what that was like with Obamacare. If Obamacare was just a little bit of a snip here with let's fix pre-existing conditions, and then maybe 6 months later let's do this, things would have been a lot more palatable. Instead, when somebody new comes into office or wants to be elected, they will act like they are going to give away the farm. And no economy, no country can handle mass movements such as that. It doesn't work. All the ramifications start, and then the Democrats have to double down like they did. They doubled down on Obamacare. We went into one of the biggest recessions, and people blame Bush for the recession. Whether you're, you know, you blame Bush or Obama, we were stuck in a recession until Trump came into power. That was the roughest 8 years of, or decade, even though it wasn't, it spanned over two decades of most of our lives. And a bill such as Obamacare and other sort of, you know, initiatives coming from Obama's administration didn't allow us the relief that we probably should have gotten, and maybe we wouldn't have been in the recession so long. That recession didn't have to last that long. It didn't have to be so severe. So we're due for another recession. It's due, whether it's going to be on Trump's watch or the Democrats' watch. And I think a lot of moderates out there are going, okay, be careful, because you're going to walk into a recession, you're going to promise all this, and you're going to bankrupt us. And so, you know, I don't know if Biden has a lot of support for continuing Obamacare, because that was a cluster. I think right now, health care is a big issue for people, but I think they realize it's hard to fix. And we can't go back. I think a lot of people understand, once we promised, you know, insurance could not mess with you for pre-existing conditions, which a lot of us agreed on, I think we all realize you really can't go back. You can't take that back. None of us would want it. But now you can't really go back to the lower insurance prices we had. So hopefully it helped those with pre-existing conditions. But from what I understand, even those with pre-existing conditions, their insurance is still too expensive that they're not even getting coverage even with their pre-existing condition because their deductible isn't met. So I think people realize that big bills, you know, and big mass movements and mass decisions can cause consequences for decades that can't be repaired. And I think a lot of people realize we are going to hit another recession. Economy's good now. This is great. I think, you know, we're doing really nicely. But now, you know, this coronavirus thing, as well as automation, as well as baby boomers moving out of their houses, as well as people buying online and not necessarily going into brick-and-mortar stores, that's going to hit us hard. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination gathering for another debate, this time in South Carolina last night, as that state holds its primary on Saturday, and most of them are taking aim at Bernie Sanders, frontrunner after wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. Mike Bloomberg said Sanders would lose to President Trump in November, and they were all pressing Sanders about how to pay for many of his ambitious proposals.
We have laid out options all over the place. One of the options is a 7.5% payroll tax on employers, which will save them substantial sums of money.
President Trump planning to address the nation and then take questions about the coronavirus outbreak in the United States starting at 6 p.m. Eastern today. Health Secretary Alex Azar being grilled on Capitol Hill at a hearing as Democrats say the administration should not have cut budgets for U.S. global health programs, including the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So U.S. officials today, or yesterday, have said that 39 states are going to investigate whether Juul Labs, who made Juuls, electronic cigarettes, deliberately marketed to youths with misleading claims about the nicotine content of its vaping products. And this should be pretty easy to investigate, guys. I don't understand why this is going on so long. Either the marketing went to teens or they didn't. either they market it in teen magazines, which is usually just read by teens, or they market it on kid shows, or they didn't. Either they went into a high school and told people to vape, or they didn't. If they didn't, then they're off the hook. If they did, they're liable. I don't understand why this is going on as long as it is. I mean, you would think the proof would be pretty damn easy. Attorneys general. Shouldn't it be attorney generals? I'm an attorney general. It's attorneys general. That's why I'm not in law, because my grammar stinks. From Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, and Texas, said they will lead the multi-state investigation into San Francisco-based Juul, which is also facing lawsuits by teenagers and others who say they became addicted to the company's vaping products. The state officials said they also will investigate the company's claims about the risk, safety, and effectiveness of its vaping products. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong said, "I will not prejudge where this investigation will lead, but we will follow every fact and are prepared to take strong action in conjunction with states across the nation to protect public health." The company said in a statement it has halted advertisements and eliminated most flavors in response to concerns by government officials and others. "We will continue," they say, "to reset the vapor category in the U.S. and seek to earn the trust of society by working cooperatively with attorneys general," I guess that's the way to spell it, according to Fox News, "regulators, public health officials, and other stakeholders to combat underage use and transition adult smokers from combustible cigarettes." So Juul launched in 2015. It rose exponentially. And it rose because of us. We basically flogged anybody who was a smoker publicly, figuratively though, forced them to be in the smallest of rooms to smoke, taxed them beyond anything reasonable per each carton or pack of cigarettes, forced them to be outside in the cold and smoke and not, you know, we basically did segregation. And if you were a smoker, you lost basically a lot of your rights. And Juul comes in and says, "Hey, all right, if you can't smoke cigarettes, we will provide another nicotine substitute." So people are like, "Yay, hallelujah." Doctors were even telling people to go vape instead. I was like, no, I'm not really excited about this. No, but I understand that tobacco smoke is far more dangerous. And so I told my patients, because I still had my practice up until 2016 before I left to work for university, I had told them, I go, "Look, if you are going to vape, please don't do it longer than a month, because we don't know what the hell you're getting into your lungs. And we also don't know if you're going to still be addicted to nicotine. Unless you're weaning off the nicotine, you're going to be just as addicted to nicotine, if not more, when you're done." So I think there were a lot of us out there that thought like me and was like, come on. So we asked for this. We were promoting it. The problem is you had people who would have never even smoked look at these products and go, "Oh, damn." Really, people want to smoke. People want a little buzz, a little energy kick. People want a food substitute. I would be lying. Now, I'm a doctor. I can't stand cigarettes and smoking and the damage it does. But I would be lying if I didn't say I considered for a split second to take up smoking to lose weight. Because that's how everybody stays slim. As soon as you feel hungry, you have to reach for something. In fact, you know, a lot, if you really look at what a lot of skinny people do, okay, you got the ones who are, you know, born that way with high metabolism, and we all hate them, right? Okay? You have high metabolism, I'm sorry, we hate you. All right. We love everybody. But honestly, you guys were jealous of. But then you see other people that lost their weight. They kept it off, but they all have tricks. Everybody has to have a trick. It's whether you're telling yourself that, okay, those grapes are evil. Those grapes taste bad. Whether it's drinking water and chugging water every time you're hungry. Whether it's, you know what, I'm going to go for a walk. Or what women and men used to do is they would reach for a cigarette. So when people would get hungry, they'd reach for a cigarette. And, you know, one, I bring up Mad Men. It was a fantastic scene where the wife, the mom, I forgot her name, had set up food for a picnic or something like that. And I guess somebody ate her sandwich. And so she didn't have a sandwich and she was hungry, so she took out a cigarette. That's exactly what people would do back then, and a lot of them still continue to do. So now people are gaining weight. We have this big obesity epidemic, right? We also have an opioid epidemic, which I think can all be interrelated. More obesity, more pain, you know, although the opioid epidemic might be more of a heroin thing, but that's for another discussion. But, you know, a lot of people out there are like, well, you know what? Okay, if cigarettes are bad and these Juuls aren't as bad, maybe I'll just go and use those. So we had a group of the population in a large amount start Juuling who really weren't going to smoke, especially teenagers. So the company was accused of marketing to kids, and they went after the yummy flavors. Now, I don't know about you guys, but have you ever had a strawberry margarita? Strawberry margaritas are yummy. Are they marketed to kids? No. Strawberry margaritas are marketed to adults. Okay, flavors. Yeah, I could, you know, if they find an email within the Juul company saying, let's make yummy flavors to attract kids, okay, there's your proof. But I'm not convinced that just because somebody made yummy flavors, that was to attract the 10, 12, 15-year-olds. Maybe I'm naive. Because alcohol has flavors now. You could get any flavored alcohol you want. There's like sour apple pucker something out there. You know, and you know, nobody's going after the alcohol companies. Kids drink alcohol all the time. So, you know, the flavor thing didn't necessarily convince me, even though they do have bans. President Donald Trump signed a law raising the minimum age to purchase all tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. Juul supported the measure. Juul has been in support. Maybe it's because they're scared. But, you know, this marketing to kids does concern me, because if they did market directly to kids, they need to be as responsible as I you know, the law, to the extent of the law. Because you now have kids that don't know how to handle addiction. And we have a huge marijuana epidemic. We already have a huge teen drug epidemic. We have depression. We have teen suicide. You know, I don't know about you guys, because I've never smoked, so I don't know what it's like to get off smoking. But I hear trying to quit smoking is one of the most difficult tasks, you know, in most people's lives. And now you have a 13-year-old addicted to nicotine, and when their parents find out and they can't get a hold of it, they go through withdrawal. What do you think a 13-year-old nicotine withdrawal looks like? They probably sink into a huge depression. So Juul should have never gotten into the hands of kids. But that's what kids do. Kids smoke, they vape, they drink, they have sex. So who do you sue? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's Baby Stoney's birthday, 20 years old. I used to do this game with him. It's called the Uki Tsuki and a Tsuki game. Okay, and it's, don't ask, it's so stupid. He's going to kill me for bringing it up. But I used to throw him onto the bed. I would stand at the base of the bed, and with his legs towards me, I would grab his ankles, and I would drag him down the bed singing this Uki Natsuki song, okay? And then I would lift him up by his ankles so he was upside down, and then flip him so he lands on his tummy, but it's on the bed. And it'd be like, oh, more and more and more. So then it'd go and lie back. You know, it's funny because I never was able to get the kids to bed. I was never able, you know, when I was like, bedtime, they wouldn't go to bed. And they, you know, but if we were doing the Ukiyosuka game, they would. So get lying there, head like near the pillows because he was shorter, middle of the bed, ankles. I'd grab the ankles, Ukiyosuka nuki, and I would, you know, drag him in steps, flip him, throw him, land, he lands right on his tummy, and, you know, all giggly, whatever. And so we, kids like to be thrown, kids like to be lifted up, kids like to be swayed and swung. You know, I remember my parents once, like one would hold me by one legs, and then they would just swing you back and forth. One would hold you by your arms, one would hold you by your legs. But, you know, we slowed down a little bit with that because, you know, kids would jump and fall and right, you'd hurt themselves. And my parents stopped that very early on. I don't remember why. Maybe because one of us fell or hurt ourselves. But accidents, unfortunately, happen. And one of the most tragic accidents, and it scares us because we think it could have happened to any of us, was this one that happened in Puerto Rico where a grandfather held his 18-month-old granddaughter and she fell through a window. If you remember, this was Sam Anello, or Salvatore Anello, is the grandfather, who was on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship with, I believe, his daughter and son-in-law, and the granddaughter. And they were in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And he lifted her up to look over the side, and I guess lost his grip. She went through a window. And they claimed that there was supposed to be a window there. It wasn't supposed to be open. So he has, even though the family has supported him throughout this whole thing, he has pled guilty. He said, I took a plea deal today to try to help end a part of this nightmare for my family if possible. The family attorney announced the grandfather's intention to change his plea. This was originally, he pleaded not guilty to negligent homicide because Puerto Rican authorities charged him for the Chloe Weingand death back in July. Now, Michael Winkelman, attorney for the Weingand family, told NBC News that Anello filed paperwork to change his plea in return for an agreement that included no jail time. Anello lives in South Bend, Indiana, will be able to serve his probation in the state. According to Winkelman, Winkelman said the deal is in the best interest of the family so that they could close this horrible chapter and turn their focus to mourning Chloe. Anello thanked the family for sticking by his side. The support they continue to give me has been beyond overwhelming, and I can't tell you how grateful I am for them. And he added that justice for Chloe should include bringing attention to the need for more safety measures on Freedom of the Seas, which was the ship, Freedom of the Seas. That's the cruise ship from which the toddler fell. They said, we need to make sure nothing like this will ever happen again to another precious baby or anyone else for this matter. Now, the Weigand family filed a federal civil action in December against Royal Caribbean Cruises, alleging that the company was at fault for the accident. A judge approved the suit this month, while Royal Caribbean sought to block it. So Chloe was with her mother in the children's water park area on the pool's 11th deck. When her mother attended to another matter, Anello came to supervise her. He was supervising her when she played, then Chloe walked over to a nearby wall of glass on the same deck. So he put Chloe up to the window so she could bang on the glass, but she slipped from his hands, maybe because she was wet, and slipped from his hands through the window, fell to her death from the ship's 11th story. He thought the window was enclosed by glass, but it was open. He said, in my experience, any elevated public place I've been with that much glass had always been a protective barrier. From my point of view, the moment the accident happened, it was as if this wall of protective glass disappeared. I was in complete disbelief. It was a nightmare of the likes I could never have imagined. He said, I wasn't drinking. He wasn't dangling her out the window. I just wanted to knock on the glass with her as we did together so many times. So he says it's a constant nightmare. It's going to haunt him the rest of his life. He said there were no signs indicating that the windows were open. Now, he is colorblind. Now, that might have been why he couldn't distinguish between the tinted windows and the open window. But either way, that is a complete mess. And I think what it is the window is high enough for most kids not to touch, but he lifted her up, I believe, on the railing. And once that happened, you know. And even if Royal Caribbean did everything child, you know, safety proof, you have to be prepared for, unfortunately, I don't want to use the word stupid because I really don't want to, you know, insult the guy, the grandfather that's mourning, but a company always has to prepare for stupid. Somebody doing something that's not the norm. And lifting a kid up to a railing, thinking, well, I'm holding them so it's okay, now puts a kid in line with something that could unfortunately, you know, put them over. And if you've ever been on a cruise ship, there's railings and balconies all the time. If you do that from your room and you have a balcony, someone's going to fall. If you do that on the promenade deck, there's decks. And so, you know, this window was some sort of false security or decor. And unfortunately, it gave people a false sense of security. He thought there was a window there. So it's just a bad thing all around. I don't even know how the family would, you know, get over something like that. It is just such a freak accident. You know, Michael Jackson had been criticized because he had his baby, and he, you know, held the baby over the balcony so everybody could see. He held the baby tight. But people were freaked out about that. At first, people were like, come on, he was holding the baby. But no, you have to assume that something's going to happen to you. Your heart could stop. You could have a stroke. You could have it. You know, you have to assume something could happen. In this particular instance, she slipped from his hands. Is it because he had a tremor? Is it because she was wet? Is it because he lost some strength rapidly? Did he have a mini stroke? You know, I had arguments with my husband about this in terms of grandparents driving the kids. And I had a rule that grandparents cannot drive our kids until I feel comfortable with their driving. Now, mind you, when you first have a baby, you don't let anybody even go near the baby. I mean, you're really obsessive. Second baby, you're like, oh, I don't care. School bus driver could drive the kid. But I was nervous because of all these, quote-unquote, falling asleeps at the wheel that ended up actually being like a heart attack or a stroke or whatever. Whenever you hear of somebody fell asleep at the wheel and then they got killed, you have to assume it was probably like a heart attack or something. We had a family member that fell asleep at the wheel, a distant family member, just died about a few years ago. Same thing happened. They said he fell asleep at the wheel, but we think it was a heart attack. You know, you know, you hear these stories where these kids have to jump in and take over for the car. And, you know, I wanted to teach my kids how to do that. My kids know how to drive, but, you know, it's really kind of hard when you can't get into the gas or the brake, you know. So I kind of teach everybody where the handbrake is. I think it's safer to have the handbrake in the center console than down by the side. You know, if you have a family member who, you know, might have health issues, you definitely want the emergency brake where somebody from the back seat could grab it if they have to. But now cars, they have the emergency brake, you know, down on the left side, you know, by the feet a lot of times. But, you know, you have to always expect that what if your body doesn't act correctly? And it's really unfortunate that these things happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.